from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report. The NFL announced yesterday that Los Angeles will host Super Bowl 55, which will be in the year 2021. It'll be the city's first Super Bowl in nearly three decades. While fans see the decision as a win, KPCC's Ben Bergman reports on why the game may be an economic loss for the city.
After the NFL's announcement, LA's bid committee was jubilant. Mayor Eric Garcetti immediately sent out a statement promising the Super Bowl would generate hundreds of millions of dollars for local hotels, restaurants, and shops. But Andrew Zimbalist, a sports economist at Smith College in Massachusetts, says the true economic impact is probably much lower, between zero and 40 million.
Well, I like Eric Garcetti, but I think that he needs to consult with some independent people.
Zimbalist says what Garcetti and most politicians don't take into account is all the spending that would have happened anyway without the game.
What you tend to find is that the Super Bowl tourists displace the normal tourists.
Which is especially true of cities with warm weather. A lot of people visit LA during February. During Super Bowl weekend, they'll take their dollars somewhere else. There's also the cost to taxpayers, which can be hard to calculate. Earlier this month, San Francisco said it made about $2 million from Super Bowl 50 held in nearby Santa Clara. But critics say if you take into account all costs, San Francisco barely broke even or even lost money. For the California Report, I'm Ben Bergman in Los Angeles.
San Francisco supervisors voted unanimously to uphold a sanctuary city policy yesterday. It limits when local law enforcement officials can work with federal immigration agents when releasing an undocumented immigrant from custody. The policy has been on the books for years, but sparked national outrage last year when an undocumented immigrant from Mexico was released from custody and allegedly shot a woman along the city's waterfront. While city officials made tweaks to the policy, it remains mostly intact. Here's City Supervisor John Avalos.
Our sanctuary city policy is really most effective when we actually have the clear separation between local law enforcement and federal immigration enforcement.
Under the updated policy, San Francisco's sheriff will be allowed to contact the feds when an inmate is a recent violent felon. Union membership isn't what it used to be, but union endorsements are still valuable. You'll often see labor leaders and members by Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders' side as they barnstorm California. KQED's politics and government desk reporter Katie Orr takes it from there.
About 2.5 million union members call California home. And come election season, their support could be critical to helping campaigns turn out the vote. Hillary Clinton knows how important the labor vote is. She gave unions a shout-out at a recent rally in Oakland.
We need strong unions, and I will stand up for that basic American right.
The former Secretary of State has been doing well with labor, collecting major endorsements from unions representing teachers, government employees, and food workers. Clinton also has the support of the Service Employees International Union. Yvonne Walker is president of SEIU Local 1000. She says it's not just that Clinton is better on one issue or another. Rather, she says it's their long history of working together on issues that tilted their endorsement toward Clinton instead of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
She is part of all of our platform, be it women and children, economics, all of that in a very real way.
But Sanders has his labor supporters, too. He has endorsements from communication workers, healthcare employees, and postal workers. Among his most visible backers are the California Nurses Association and its umbrella organization, National Nurses United. The group is a powerful ally for Sanders. Records show they've spent nearly $4 million helping him nationwide.
He was out for us 99% against the corporate greed.
The nurses recently rallied for Sanders at the state capitol. Deborah Berger is co-president of both unions. She says Sanders is the only candidate who would represent everyone in the United States. And she jokes he essentially stole their platform.
We've been working on single-payer Medicare for all. We've been working on securing Social Security and expanding it. And we've been trying to make sure that people can go to college and not end up with a mountain load of debt.
Berger says her organization is sticking with Sanders until the end and will make sure that he has a major influence on the platform Democrats will adopt at their national convention in Philadelphia. Such steadfast support is crucial to candidates. Kent Wong directs the UCLA Labor Center. He says even though membership is declining, unions are still powerful political players.
Labor's endorsement has had a huge impact in opening up financial resources as well as campaign activists. So when a candidate receives a labor endorsement, it's a big deal.
Though the ongoing nomination fight between Sanders and Clinton has been tough, Wong says he expects labor to come together for the general election. In fact, he expects union members to be even more energetic since it appears Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee.
He is fiercely opposed to unions, to worker rights, and so I do think that this will be a strong rallying cry for unions and workers across the country who want to oppose Donald Trump and the policies that he represents.
Wong says labor provided the margin of victory for President Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012, and he expects unions will play a significant role this year as well. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.
That story was part of our California Counts election coverage. And that's the California Report for Wednesday, May 25th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queena Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Robotham International, providing strategic tax, accounting, and business advisory services to global families, entrepreneurs, and venture-backed companies. Robotham.com. Barracuda Networks, security, archiving, and backup solutions for physical networks and public cloud services, such as Microsoft Azure and Office 365. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.